The feet of Saint Dominic, the founder of the Dominican Order. The first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him who bring glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King. Hark! Your watchmen raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. The second reading from the second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1-8. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, proclaim the word, be persistent whether it is convenient or inconvenient, convince, reprimand, encourage to all patience and teaching. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desire and insatiable curiosity, will accumulate teachers and will stop listening to the truth and will be diverted to myths. But you, be self-possessed in all circumstances, put up with hardship, perform the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. The Gospel from Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13-19. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under the bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of the commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches the commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Sharing of the reading. Theme: preaching the good news to lead soul to God. Saint Dominic's life can be abbreviated on the theme, preaching the good news to lead souls to God. He loved God above all things and wants to bring all souls to Him, and His way is to preach the gospel. The maxim He used to lead His life is only talk with God or about Him. He talked to God in prayer, and when He talks about Him, He is preaching to people. Saint Dominic united two dimensions of the consecrated life, which are contemplation and pastoral services. A Dominican friar is a contemplative and brings what he contemplated to share with people. The way of using the gospel to lead souls to God is based upon today's three readings. In the first reading, God let the prophet Isaiah foresee the day God shall save His people. And in order for this good news is announced, the prophet felt the goodness of the one who brings the good tidings. Nothing is more beautiful than the preacher's steps that bring the good news for God's people who are suffering. In the second reading, Saint Paul advised Timothy, his disciple, to persevere in preaching because there are many difficulties in preaching the gospel. The preachers must be patient to overcome all obstacles to lead souls to God. In the gospel, to fulfill successfully the mission of preaching, the preacher must unite with God, listen to His voice, and practice God's teaching before he can announce the teaching for God's people. Second analysis. The first reading. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who bring glad tidings. Third point. God shall lead people back to Zion from all exiled places. This passage is taken from the second book of Isaiah, when the Israelites were on exiles. The author foresaw the day God shall liberate them from the exile back to Jerusalem. He wrote, how beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him who bring glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King. Hark! Your watchmen raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. The one who brings the good news must announce three things which are related with each other. Each thing speaks out one aspect of the salvation. First, announcing peace. Peace is the word that Isaiah used the most. It isn't meant the absence of war, but it God gives for people. They are reconciled with God, therefore they have peace. Second, bearing good news. The good news comes from God, the good one. He bestowed his blessings on people, especially forgive their sins and let them inherit the salvation. Third, announcing salvation. The salvation comes from God. The salvation isn't limited only in liberating the Israelites from Babylon exile, but also including the liberating them from sins and bringing back for them all good and peace. God shall be their king. He shall guide people. The watchman of Jerusalem, the holy city, shall see God and cry out for joy. God shall govern people in peace and let them enjoy all the goods of salvation. Second point. All people shall see God liberating of Jerusalem. The event in which God liberated the Israelites from Babylon exile and brought them back to Jerusalem is the miracle which all surrounding nations knew, not by military power, nor by the Israelites' efforts, but by Cyrus' faith, the person king in God. Similarly, when Christ liberated people from sin by his death on the cross in Jerusalem, the Israelites were still under the Roman Emperor's governance. The second reading. Proclaim the word, be persistent whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Third point. There are many difficulties which the preacher must face in preaching the gospel. Third, the preacher must be faithful. Paul commanded Timothy to be faithful in preaching the gospel due to the two following reasons. First, Christ shall judge the living and the dead. No action of human being can escape his judgment. Secondly, Christ shall appear and govern. At that time, he shall return to each person according to what he had done. Therefore, Paul advised Timothy, proclaim the word, be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage. To all patience and teaching. Many people insist, cover wherever the wind is. When the social surrounding change, they must also change to adapt. If they don't, they shall be hated by others and become unpopular. Therefore, many preachers have a tendency to change the messages they preach. They only preach what people like to hear and avoid mentioning sins which their audiences have in them. The prophet Jeremiah heavily condemned the false prophets. They must be responsible for their audience destruction. Second, people frequently change. Paul also warned Timothy about the audience change. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desire and insatiable curiosity, will accumulate teachers and will stop listening to the truth and will be diverted to myth. This isn't new because of human habits. They don't like anyone who disturbs what they are carried in their heart. But like those who pray their thoughts or entertain them with joke, the truth preacher cannot please the audience called curiosity, as Paul advised his disciple. But you be self-possessed in all circumstances, put up with hardship, perform the work of an evangelist, fulfill the ministry. Second point, the preacher must aim at the indestructible prize. An important question which all people must find out the correct answer is, whom do they want to please, God or people? Do they want to please God to receive the indestructible prize, which is the eternal life, or to please people to get the destructible prizes? Saint Paul gave the exemplar to imitate. He said, for I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of the righteous await me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. Gospel. Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Third point, the function of salt. There is nothing which is so basic and cheap as salt, but it has many useful applications for human beings. From the ancient time until now, salt is the thing which cannot be lacked in the human life. Salt is very valuable for the ancient people. There were times that 1 kilogram of salt is equivalent with 1 kilogram of gold. Workers' salaries were paid with salt. Salary. Salt is the Latin word for salt. Taxes could be paid by salt. See 1 Maccabees chapter 10, verse 29. Chapter 11, verse 35. Third, salt represents for what is clean, unchanged, indestructible, and pure, because it is formed by the sunlight and the sea water. Sin reasons are purified by dry blood, and sanctified by the Holy Spirit rest. They must be poor and holy as sought before they can benefit others. It represents for things weak and poor. The law commands to put salt in cereal offering. This represents for the covenant between God and man. See Numbers chapter 18, verse 19. God's covenant is called the salt covenant. See 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 5. In liturgy, when the priest blessed the water, he also adds a little salt in it. It also represents for the truth, Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, and love and peace, see Mark chapter 9, verse 50. Second, salt prevents food from spoiling. Because of its quality, salt is used to preserve food. Meat and fish need salt to stay longer. Vegetables also need salt to last longer. Even fruits also need salt to keep its flavor. The Vietnamese adults use the image of fish needing salt to teach children the need to obey their parents. Fish without salt shall be spoiled. Children who disobey their parents surely shall be spoiled. If this is true in educating children, obedience to Christ's teaching is more important for the reason. If the faithful have no virtues, how can they preserve themselves and others? Jesus reminded his disciples a reality. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to throw down and trample underfoot. Third point. Salt increases taste for food. Salt can be lacked in cooking, no matter how good and fast is the food. It shall be tasteless without salt. Fish sauce is also made with salt. The Christians are equipped to become the salt of the earth. One thing we need to pay attention in this sentence is that our Lord used the verb to be at the present time. This means that the Christians always have this character. They, by nature, have good characters to help the world to be better. The function of light. This image is more important to human beings than salt. Light has many functions. First, light is due to sight. When the sun sets, people need light to avoid falling and to find things. The reason help the truth at the light to avoid falsehood. Second, light is due to warm up. When the weather turns cold, people need heat from the sun or fire or heater to keep themselves warm. The reasons have the Holy Spirit to warm them up from loneliness. They use their love to warm up utter unhappiness and sorrow. Third, Light is used to protect people from dangers. Sin or crime due to happen in dark places. Sinners and criminals hate the light because it displays their wicked deeds. And lastly, light gives life. All living things need the sunlight. Without it, there is no life. Jesus called himself the light that gives life. He is both light and life. Without him, people have no light and life. See John chapter 1, verse 4. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain that cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on the lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must be shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father." The purpose for our shining is for people to see God's glory and to praise Him. It isn't for our glory. If we do good works for our own glory, we already receive the reward. Wicked people pray, and God doesn't help to compensate us. The third point. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophet. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. All God's laws and words are good and unchanged, because they originate from God and have the power to help people to live a good life. The problems are always from people. Here are some reasons that cause the people to misunderstand God's law. First, they don't understand the principle of the law and interpret them according to their own thinking. For example, the Sabbath law. The principle is for people to rest and worship God, not to argue about the problem related to life. Should people be healed on the Sabbath? Should people pluck wheat and eat them? These problems belong to the area that reserve people's life. Second, they create many other laws. The Jewish leaders promulgated about 615 more laws from the law which God gave to Moses, not counting the oral laws. These laws were made by people. They can be changed or abolished. When Christ discussed about things related to the law, he wanted people to recognize that the divide from the human laws. The scribes who argued with God wanted to deceive people to condemn Christ as the one who abolished God's law. He also wanted them to recognize the principle behind wicked God's love for human beings, not keeping the law because of the law. Application in life. The most important thing of our life is for us and all people to reach the ultimate end, which is the eternal life with God. Not to accumulate material things of this life. We must learn and live God's teaching before we can preach that teaching to others. We should imitate Saint Dominic's way to attain the goal end by learning, preaching, and living the truth. Not knowing the truth is the reason that leads people off the track to their final goal. Amen.